11, I think. Is this 11?
12.
12, just kidding. Where are we? What am I? Oh, Lord.
Huh? Who's there? Why can't I see you?
Because your eyes are closed.
Oh, fair enough.
You're going to have to speak up. My eyes are closed.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
So, let's see. This week, Star Wars stuff.
Star Wars.
Bugs Bunny stuff.
Bugs Bunny and Star Wars.
Some jazz. Some sweet, sweet jazz. And some Bon Jovi. Not really Bon Jovi.
A good combination.
Yeah, jazz and Bon Jovi.
Bon Jazzy.
Bon Jazzy Jeff.
DJ Jazzy Bon Jovi.
And then everyone is in for a surprise because we have a theme song now.
Theme what? Song. We should go into those horns.
No.
Randy.
So it's a score created by my brother, Stefan.
We scored.
Score.
We scored a score.
Yes, and it is loosely based on the Spider-Man theme song played backwards in a different key.
With some different notes so we don't get sued.
Yeah, no notes. No notes.
No.
Ow.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's really about it. Shortest intro ever.
In the words of Jesus, fire that fucker up. We need to figure out a way to make money with this thing. So like somebody give us some ads to do, even if you just pay us like $5 an episode.
Yeah, I just need the money for the hosting space.
Yeah, or we can advertise.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can spread our message to millions.
To millions. Yeah, yeah, we should.
We'll probably have to do like a proper format then, but we won't.
No. There's too many proper formats already. The proper format game is done.
Proper formats is dead. My mom is dad.
Your mom is dad?
Yeah. I thought you knew.
Oh. Well, I feel like there's a Bruce Jenner joke there, but...
Caitlyn Jenner.
That's old news.
He is old hat.
We don't like your type around here anymore. Your news is old! That's the only reason to discriminate against somebody. Their news is old.
What do they do with old newspaper? Can they recycle it?
Yes. I'm pretty sure... I thought that, like, those recycled Starbucks cups were all, like, recycled cardboard and newspapers and stuff.
This tastes like bad news.
This cappuccino is held by the Depression.
Right. Do you have a Better Buzz coffee up by you?
I've been to one. Actually,
have you had the iced best drink ever?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It is. It's all in the name.
Better Buzz. Actually, I wonder if there is one up here. I bet you there is. I just never look for it.
There's one at like the nicer mall here, and then they put one out in Point Loma. It actually used to be a Mexican food restaurant. They redid it. It looks really nice, but man, I haven't had anything but that iced best drink ever. I think Megan said she's had some coffee there, but God damn, that drink is good, especially on a nice hot day like this.
Apparently there is one in LA, but it was closed forever.
Fuckers.
Which is weird, because it has 4.5 stars on Yelp.
Must have been location.
Probably. It was on Beverly Boulevard.
Beverly Boulevard.
That's ridiculous.
Do it again, whore.
I think you're thinking of Mulholland.
Yeah.
How?
Hello, Mr. Penis.
Well, hello.
Hello to you, too. You want to sit on it?
Why? Why?
What year was that? Jesus Christ.
90 something.
Fair enough. What year did we go see him? Like 02, 01, 02?
That was for my birthday. I can't remember if it was 14. No. I didn't know when I was 14. 17?
Sounds all right.
Somehow I thought putting Dana Carvey into Google would tell me when that special was. That doesn't. It doesn't work that way.
I was wrong.
95.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Isn't that special?
Yes.
That guy.
That guy. You should do a Chopping Broccoli shirt.
Oh, man. That's a good idea.
Just knife and broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
Write that down.
Right. Chopping broccoli.
To promote your stuff line sometime.
Yeah.
We'll post a link.
There's a few, but they suck. It's just worse. Like... It's just like broccoli with a knife.
Or something, yeah. Make sure they get it.
Chip of broccoli. Like,
or put Chopin and then broccoli. Open broccoli. I'd laugh.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. What are.
So, how do we start?
What is he? I don't know. What is even happening?
There's going to be a Star Wars land. Two Star Wars lands.
That was one of my topics.
Cross that bitch right off.
Dang it. Yeah, that's okay. I have like 7 things on this list about Star Wars, so we're in good company.
I took one of them.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
It is. And you know, but they're going all out.
Well, of course. I mean, they already kind of turned, like, was it Tomorrowland or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Where all that Star Wars stuff is already. I mean, yeah. It's already sort of been Star Wars, like a mini Star Wars land, like a Star Wars closet.
Yeah, that's true.
For a long time, so.
Did you know that all the plants in Tomorrowland are edible?
Well, they're plants.
But, I mean, they're edible plants, every single one of them.
What?
That was part of Walt Disney's vision that the world of tomorrow, everything should serve like a more than one purpose, not just for looks. It should be edible or, you know, serve some other purpose.
Really?
Yeah. So every plant there is 100% edible. They're not going to get sick or, I mean, unless you have an allergy, but they're not poisonous or anything like that.
Huh. That's pretty awesome.
Now, I don't condone everybody going and just eating the plants.
Yeah, so the 10 people that listen to this podcast, don't get into a huge mob and go and eat Disneyland.
Greg's not even allowed back in.
What?
I imagine.
Imagine.
Would you? Would you let him in?
No.
I'd let him in just to see what happens.
He's on the ban list.
The no fly.
But not the banned list. Dick. This is totally related, but Red Hot Chili Peppers band's bassist Flea starts an apiary in his backyard.
Good for him.
Good for you.
Everybody loves birds.
Yeah. Apiary, not aviary.
Start an ape sanctuary?
No. Apiary is for insects. Aviary. Aviary. Ape. Ape, right? Ape? Oh, grape ape.
Rapier ape? He's even rapier than rape ape.
Wow. Fleas, bees. That's amazing.
They say that the majority of the honey that's on the shelves, if it is real honey, it's not from America. And most of it isn't real honey. Like, it's a... you know, composite or whatever you want to call it.
How so?
It's artificial. We don't have enough bees to produce honey anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I was listening to this TED Talk about that, and they were saying that, like, there's like millions of bees just die every year for environmental reasons or whatever, and they have to like basically clone them, essentially. I mean, that's not exactly what they do, but they have to like rebuild the entire population every year.
Yeah, really weird.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm glad it's not like the fucking Africanized killer bees, but they that's pretty weird, like something you don't think about because you don't really see that many people doing it and nobody wants it around them, so you have to do it in a big rural area and there aren't many of those left.
Yeah,
and you can't do it on the scale you could do like a dairy farm, I don't believe. So, and I don't know if I would want that honey anyway. We're all gonna have to go to Charlie Brown Farms and buy a little bear. That's all local shit.
Yeah. Well, organic honey tastes way better anyways.
What does?
Like real honey?
Oh, hell yeah. I could tell the difference. I love some honey. I even, for a while there, I just stopped using sugar and I just put like the tiniest bit of honey and stuff, you know, tea, oatmeal, anything, man. It was fucking amazing.
Just don't give it to your baby.
Yeah, it's bad for him, huh?
Yeah. There's something in it. I forget what.
What else did I? There was something else that was like, what milk was it? Oh, too much water can kill a baby. I saw that.
What?
Yeah, like babies have this weird thing. These people just got convicted for murder because they were like watering down their formula. They didn't have enough money for formula and they didn't apply for the free aid. And the baby got like water poisoning. Babies can only take so much water. It's like really small amounts.
Huh.
Up until a certain point. And then, you know, you really need it like we do.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw another thing that said, you know, everybody was stressing the 8 cups of water a day.
Yeah.
And realistically, like, no one has ever, scientifically, they've never said, like, that's an actual number. Then they're like, you know, you get water from everything you do. There's water in beer. He goes, it might not be a lot, but he's like, you're getting water from beer. You're getting water from your food. Just about everything you do, you're getting water out of it. Your body can separate those things.
Huh.
And like they said, scientists have never said, like, the definitive number is 8 glasses. He goes, that might be too much.
It's, I don't know. It seems like you take enough so that you're hydrated. And then, I mean, fitness health is weird because it just seems like everyone argues about everything all the time.
Yeah, there's never a right answer. I don't think you should take, you know, steroids and a bunch of supplements that aren't natural, but they do work, you know? And what are you doing it for? Why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Because I don't think I need to take all those supplements. I'm not going to be a fucking bodybuilder, but no. I would like to get in shape. If something can help me with a little bit of an edge and eventually I can wean off of it even, then I'm fine with that. But I'm not going to do like HGH or steroids. Actually, I would do HGH if I did steroids.
Gotta get huge.
But my forehead is fucking big enough as it is.
Here to pump you up.
Bobo, have you been taking steroids?
No.
Where's your neck?
I don't know. I haven't seen it for a while.
Remember the, what was it? It was a Simpsons episode where they had the baseball team with all the pros.
Yeah.
Didn't one of them take something and it made his head huge?
Yeah.
Like a Mardi Gras float. It was Ken Griffey.
Yeah.
God damn it, Mattingly. I said shave those sideburns. I'd say I quit. The one guy fell into like some other dimension, didn't he? Yeah. Just like spinning through shapes and clocks.
Oh, man. I haven't seen that episode in a long time.
Those are the old days.
Yeah.
I can tell you all about this. Or I can sock some dingers.
Dingers!
He took all those papers and just stuck them under his hat. Yoink.
That
was like Mac.
The Dodgers announcer guy was like, shutting down.
Vince Gully.
Yeah.
Oh, doctor.
Is that guy still alive?
Yeah, somehow.
Somehow.
Vince Scully's still breathing.
So speaking of Star Wars. I bought all current issues of the Marvel Star Wars run.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it comic books?
Yeah.
Are they the ones that are just like different. I saw a bunch of the comic book store that just had everybody's name on them, like Lando, Leia, everybody.
Well, there's spinoffs for, there's a main run, and then there's like Princess Leia, and then I think there's a Darth Vader one, and then I think there's a couple of them. I think there might be a Han Solo one. I don't know. Looking at it, but it's just the main Star Wars run. It's pretty good.
Nice.
It like it's oh yeah, there's Obi-Wan one too. I picked that one up. That one's so good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the storyline's kind of all over the place for the individual episodes, but the one I was reading, like the first couple of them, it takes place like directly after A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
So like Obi-Wan just died, Luke's being all weenie.
Like, being a real bitch.
Yeah. He's like, grr. And he's like he gets or he has to face Vader for like the not first time, I guess, but the second time?
Mm.
Like, you killed my father, and he has Obi-Wan's lightsaber and he like tries to attack him and Darth Vader just rips his lightsaber out of his hand.
Nice.
He's like no, and then he Han Solo steals a AT-AT walker and like crashes through the roof, so Darth Vader has to like jump out of the way, and then he's like out of the rubble, and then he just like throws the lightsaber through somebody.
Jesus.
It's pretty brutal.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then the Obi-Wan story arc was like when pretty much it's like Luke's childhood, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Obi-Wan struggling with not being a Jedi because he can't, you know, can't show himself.
Yeah.
So like all this messed up stuff is happening on Tatooine because, you know, the Hutts.
Oh, the Hutts.
Yeah. It's a pretty awesome story, though.
What was I watching the other day? And they were talking about that. Like, if it's a race, then why does he identify himself as Jabba the Hutt?
Oh, yeah. What was that on?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was on something.
I don't remember what the answer was, but it was like this super nerdy response.
Yeah, it was. It was perfect.
Yeah. It's like, it's a...
What the fuck was that? Now I'm going to be wondering.
It must have been on...
It wasn't Silicon Valley.
No. Ah! This is going to be impossible to find.
I know, right? We're going to do it, though, while everybody fucking just sits here. They're going to be sitting there anyway.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do the riffs of the week. It's usually how we start it.
I asked you.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I said, what are we going to do first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know, but I forgot. Well...
Well,
so my riff of the week is kind of obscure because it's not metal.
Oh,
yeah.
Riff of the week.
So there's this guy. He's like a jazz pianist.
Jazz pianist.
His name is Bruce Hornsby.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this album with some other folk. It's called Camp Meeting. And yeah. And the song that I'm going to sample off of that is from, well, it's from that album, but it's the song title is the same as the album. So whatever they call that.
Fair enough.
And it's around, it's like this random little like harmonic scale in the middle of the song that they do twice and then it's done. But it's like one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard.
Check it out.
I think it's like 3:45.
Nice. That. Kick it.
So for the listeners, here you go.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So jazzy.
Jazz boss.
Rock the jazz bar?
That digs it. Jazz spa.
Jazz spa. That whole album is really good.
That would be a cool name for business. Jazz spas. You just get to sit in a spa and have a band play jazz. Not even just listen to jazz. Just like a jazz three-piece in the room. This is awkward.
Hey. It's a nice mustache you got there.
Let's take the bass line for a walk. I digs it.
Yes.
I like me some jazz.
It's different from, you know, what we usually feature, but...
Yeah, metal and jazz can be pretty close, especially the technical shit.
Yeah. So, what's yours?
I went with a newer song that is metal.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I went with a Lamb of God song off the new album, Seven, Sturm und Drang, which I don't know how you say it, but I'm not even going to worry about that.
It's close enough.
It's the second song on the album. It's called Erase This. And it starts like right around 3 minutes and 3 seconds in. And it's this badass little riff that kind of features throughout the song, but they play it on a fucking talk box. And it's so cool to see that used in this context, because I think most people associate it with Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
And like Bon Jovi. So to see like one of the gnarliest metal bands use a talk box in such a cool way like this, I was like, yeah, I'm 100% behind that.
All right. Well, let's check it out. No Bon Jovi, but it'll do.
It's no Living on a Prayer, but it'll get there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's kind of surprising too that they would do that,
right? Well, I think they put some singing on this. I mean, I know Chino sings on this album, but
yeah,
they do their own thing, but you gotta respect that.
Yeah, I think Greg from Dillinger's on this too, which is super weird.
Yeah, that's how they roll.
Speaking of compilation albums, do you remember that the Roadrunner?
Yeah, Roadrunner All-Stars.
Yeah, All-Stars. I'd forgotten that that existed. One of my friends was talking about it, and so I started listening to some of the songs. There's some pretty good tracks on there.
Yeah, there's some decent ones. It's funny to see, like, because a lot of those guys aren't even in those bands anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Chimera people on there, and that's not even a thing.
Yeah, I know.
Thankfully.
Whew. Thank you, Jesus.
Got pretty rough there at the end.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm just not sure at what point you stop calling it that. Like, I get it was the singer, and Chimera was a name that was kind of known, but it's like, it's just you, man.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know.
Just because your music sounds the same doesn't mean you should keep the same band.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like there's other bands that have been like that too, though.
Guns N' Roses?
Well, yeah, but...
Just so weird. Like, just do a new thing.
Yeah, like Woven War.
Yeah. Yep. Somebody was slamming the singer on his Facebook page, and I guess the guy thought that he wasn't going to read it or respond, and he did. It was so funny. Like, he, and then he's like, dude, you can't be upset at me. I was at the first O Sleeper show ever. And it's like, that doesn't make up for it.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, he was like, I'm like your biggest fan, so, you know, you can't talk to me like that. You know, you have to respect me. And it's like, no, you're stupid. He's like, I don't know why you're singing. Guitar playing is obviously your strongest point. And it's like, oh, yeah, everybody's going to take that real well.
Yeah.
And so the dude deleted some of the guy's comments. And the guy's like, you can't fucking stop deleting my shit, man. Like, I'm a huge fan. That's not right. It's like Shane is like the nicest guy too. I've been lucky enough to meet him a few times and hang out with him, and he is just like the nicest guy. And I mean, I asked him one time, like, you know, is there any more sleeper stuff going on? He goes, oh, you know, those guys all have kids now and they started families. And he's like, I don't think we'll ever like break up, or at least we haven't. But he's like, you know, there's other priorities for all of them.
Yeah.
And if I'm sorry, but if you don't like something that another person is doing, a different project, just shut the fuck up. Keep it to yourself. Just go do other things. Like, you see people slamming people on YouTube and Facebook. It's like, just shut the fuck up. So what if you don't like it? Then don't listen to it. Nobody's making you, and you're not cool because you commented on it.
Well, what about Metal Sucks saying that the most recent Marilyn Manson Avril Lavigne mashup should just die in a burning inferno?
I mean, they're entitled to those opinions. You know which one I do like? Did you see the System of a Down Elton John?
Yeah.
Chop suey.
That's like really so awesome. Slow.
That is so perfect.
I know.
But it's... I think anything that has to do with Avril Lavigne should probably die. Yeah, including probably. Nickelback.
Yeah. I guess they're married?
Yeah, she's married to the singer.
Yeah, which is interesting. Because I always thought he was like a 50-year-old man.
Pretty sure he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's face it, she's not young anymore.
Well, that's true.
Past her Canadian prime.
Her Canadian prime.
Which I don't know that she ever really hit. People always tell me, like, oh, you would have fucked her. No. No, I wouldn't.
You can't say that. You don't know. She's Canadian. She's probably really nice.
Oh, thanks, eh? Finish wherever you like, eh? I appreciate that.
Do whatever you want, huh?
Canadians aren't into butt stuff, but if it makes you happy.
You Americans are so crazy.
Right. So there's that rant.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to go see the Bugs Bunny Symphony yesterday.
I saw that. How was it?
Oh, man. It was so good. LA Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
When they go Phil.
And they also played, because through acquisitions, they acquired the rights to Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
So they played a Tom and Jerry one, too.
So what do? They just, like, show the episode and they play music over it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
So, like, the sound effects, and I couldn't tell if the voiceover parts were being done live or not, because they, I don't know, they balanced the sound really, really well.
Mm.
Like, the acoustics in the Hollywood Bowl is, like, perfect. So, I don't know. But I don't think they were doing the voices live. So, I guess the voices and the sound effects were just through the video, but they were doing everything else.
Nice.
Well, some of the sound effects. Because, you know, some of the sound effects are, like, xylophone stuff and, like...
Yeah, or, like, a horn.
Yeah,
or
like, yeah, random drum stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So, they would do all that stuff, but... It's pretty funny.
That's cool. They always do crazy stuff like that. They did the Simpsons thing there.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl or like the Greek theater or anything like that.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Greek either. That was the first time I've been to the Hollywood Bowl. It was really cool.
It's so weird because they're such iconic places, but like I never hear about anything going on at them. I never even heard about that until I saw your pictures.
Oh, well, you got to be in the know.
I guess. Maybe I should expand my Live Nation and Ticketmaster apps to beyond San Diego.
Outside of San Diego, maybe. You know, they do stuff up here. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I think that's part of the problem. I don't want to go to L.A.
Yeah, maybe.
Like New York and New Jersey. I just...
You'd rather go to New Jersey?
No, I'm like, I'm New York and L.A. is New Jersey. It's like, fuck that.
I feel like it's the other way around.
No.
Yeah,
this is a way nicer city.
It's not about nice. It's about density. San Diego is a nicer city, though.
Pretty dense.
I also saw Killswitch and Rise Against at the Palladium.
Nice. My buddy was there.
Really?
Yeah. I had tickets to a Charger game, and I couldn't find anyone to go with me, and so I asked him, and he's like, oh, I'm at Killswitch. I was like, oh, all right. See ya.
Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
They played two nights in a row, which is weird.
Yeah, they sold out the first one.
Yeah.
Apparently really fast, so they did two.
Hmm.
They're coming here in November, same lineup.
Them and Rise Against?
Yeah, and Let Live.
Oh, Let Live is pretty horrible.
You thought so?
I know so.
Everybody always talks about like they're put on like a crazy show or something.
Well, I mean, the dude is really energetic, but that doesn't really make up for crappy music.
Yeah, I don't remember ever hearing anything from that like stood out enough to me to even like buy their music or listen to it more than a couple times. But I mean, each their own, I guess.
It's like, I don't know. I don't even know. It's like soft punk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like old school punk, but it's not good enough to be like on the Rise Against level. But
I know that guy gets in trouble a lot for like spilling water on equipment and jumping off of stuff.
Yeah, he did jump off a couple things.
I guess if you're going to put on a good show, whatever, but...
Yeah, but I have the same argument for Papa Roach, because when I saw them a couple of years ago, the, you know, lead singer, Jacoby, or whatever his name is,
mm-hmm.
He's really energetic and he puts on a good show, but it doesn't make up for the crap music.
Yeah, it's true.
Like when they played the three or four songs that I like, it was pretty awesome, but other than that, I was like, why are you playing this?
I always, I don't know, I'm always different. I like to get to shows pretty early. I don't know that I always get there right away, but I'd like to. Mm-hmm. And check out at least a little bit of all the bands. And if I don't like one of them, I'll go stand outside or, you know, go get something to drink or eat or go check out the merch.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that way. I mean, I know some people who would pay money and they'll just show up and watch the band they came to see and, like, you know, paid 20 something bucks for the ticket and they just come and watch Killswitch and then leave.
Hmm.
But it's so weird because, like, we played a show the other night and people, like, at local shows are even a little more hardcore than that. Like, maybe it's because the tickets are cheaper, I'm not sure, but like people were like only paying attention to or watching the band that they came to see.
Huh.
It was like I went outside to go grab something and I was like, hey, you guys gonna come in? They're like, oh no, we're cool. I was like, this band's pretty good. They're like, oh yeah, whatever. And then like the band they came to see would come on and they'd be inside and they'd go back out or leave.
It's so weird.
And then like it's fucked up to say no one's gonna hear this anyway, but a lot of people were there to see my band.
Uh-huh.
So I felt bad because like the band that played before us, there was like 6-7 people watching them, and then we play and there's like 60.
That's strange.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, small club.
Yeah
that was just a rough guess. You know what I mean, like it's so weird. Like in my mind, it's like, you don't know what you're missing. Like, you might find your next favorite band. One of these bands might, like, really speak to you. And they might take off. You don't know. I'm not saying, like, you should hop on every band's bandwagon because it might be the next Killswitch Engage. But you should at least fucking check them out.
Yeah.
Find something you like that's not, you know, everyday mainstream stuff.
Yeah, I've found a lot of bands just by going to shows and hearing other bands.
Yeah. And then in some sense, I do kind of have to agree with what Kevin Lyman said. There are a lot of up and coming bands, but there are not a lot of great up and coming bands. It's very rare that I go to a show or see a band that just fucking blows me away. Like, fuck, these guys are going to be huge.
No. Well, there never was.
Like, no, came out. I mean, even if it was 1 in 1,000.
Yeah.
It's hard to find that one anymore.
True. Yeah.
I'll do it. Fuck it.
Well, it's because they haven't heard Kill the Wabbit yet.
Right? I know. We need to get on that. I got like some recording stuff going on now. So yeah. I think we can do it. Actually, I record this week. And then we'll have to work on some stuff. I had a couple riff ideas.
Yeah. Nice.
And they were kind of more... I don't know how you describe them.
Riffy?
Not super riffy. Just kind of like... more Rammstein, more like repetitive, well, kind of cool and like heavy, lower. You know what I mean? Like it just worked out.
That's what I like.
No, I just got to figure out if I want to play them in standard tuning or not.
Standard tuning's so boring.
It can be, but like it gives you a couple more. Like you get like the open and the one when you play dropped, so you get like, you know, those extra two notes. But
yeah,
sometimes it's fun. More challenge sometimes.
That's true.
And then it kind of keeps everything more lined up. I can, like, you know, do some more runs a little bit easier when I can keep my fingers in a certain position rather than, like, jumping back. Like, what is it, two I gotta jump back?
In standard, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's easier to define scales, I think, that way.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes you'd be like, okay, if I was playing in standard, I could put my fingers here, and then I could just work my way up the strings. But now it's like, okay, I'm technically two up because I'm not holding that low chord. Now I got to jump back.
Yeah. Well, I assume that's
trickier.
I assume that's why people like, you know, Tozen just get a freaking eight string so then they can have it in standard but have all those extra...
Lowness. True. I had a seven string and I could just never get it to sound cool in my amp. It just sounded sludgy. I think you really got to dial that shit in.
Yeah, probably.
Run it through a fractal audio. Like a
fractal audio. Compress.
What time are we at here?
I think it's about 30 minutes.
All right. Well, now we got a lot of topics for the next time. Eat dicks.
No, don't eat
topics.
Dicks.
Don't eat dicks.
Unless
you're on Fear Factor, then eat dicks.
Yeah, in that case, then eat dicks.
Lots of dicks.
Dicks.